You gotta know the Stray Cats love that song. There's no way they didn't love that song.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it was like 4 years later, something like that. The whole rockabilly thing really exploded.
That was fantastic.
The Queen.
It is 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother. How are you? How was your weekend?
I'm good. You?
I'm good. Yeah.
Weekend good?
Yeah, yeah.
You're kind of chipper for a Monday.
I know. It's kind of weird, isn't
it? Yeah. I don't know what to think, what to expect now.
I know. I'm a little frightened, too.
Because it sort of
looks... Oh, that's part of it.
It looks like it's going to rain, and yet it looks like it might clear up, at least in Burbank right now.
Have you heard what's coming this Thursday and Friday?
Through Saturday,
yeah. You have heard.
Yeah, I have heard.
That's going to be awesome! Woo!
It's going to be great.
Apparently, what do they call it? A river?
I don't know what. Yeah.
Water river?
Some kind of a river.
In the sky?
Storm river.
What was that Spirit in the Sky
cloud
song that
rivers.
I hate? Yeah, cloud rivers. Or some crap.
I don't know what they're
calling. It's going to drown us all, basically.
It's not great.
It's awesome.
It's going to be good long term because
yeah.
We need water.
Finally, the
we
drought.
We don't need it all at
just
once.
Just a little. Yes, we do. Bring it. Wash grandma away.
Give me five today.
Yeah, I think it needs to be all about Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course, you know, Gary passing over the weekend. And so, I mean, I think, you know, we should definitely play. I love Lynyrd Skynyrd. I've really come to appreciate it in the last, like, 15 years particularly. You know, I knew a lot of it, but just in the last 15 years or so, I was like, oh, this is really good stuff.
I still can't get over all the Y's in their name, though. I've never been able to.
To confuse you.
Yes. Movies that other people love that you can't, you don't get.
Woo, I got a list of those.
Same.
Well, yeah.
I got one over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, I saw your tweet.
The Banshees of Inisherin.
I saw a preview, and I sort of thought I wanted to see it, but,
no.
but the reason, and we'll get into it, the reason you hate it is makes me go, I ain't going to watch
it. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to watch it.
I didn't want to sleep at that particular time.
That's one of the ones nominated for Best Picture, though, right?
Yeah.
Since there's 57
yes.
Best Picture nominees now. I mean, and I had a
it
list.
Is.
I wanted to watch all 10 of them this year, but...
Nice try. You can not watch that one and be fine. People are dumb, and weekend next door app update.
Oh, yay!
On the way.
I'm
95.5 KLOS. One thing I've learned.
Yes.
In all my years here on Earth.
Uh-huh.
People are dumb.
That is a fact.
People are dumb.
Yeah, baby.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling.
Suspect arrested after getaway car trapped in car wash.
Why do you need to wash the car now? How long after the robbery or whatever?
This happened in South Euclid, Ohio, I will tell you. Would you have thought Ohio?
No. Must be a Florida transplant.
Police arrested a man suspected of robbing an Ohio grocery store after his alleged getaway car was trapped in a car wash. According to police, the manager at a Giant Eagle grocery store spotted the man leaving with a shopping cart full of almost $500 in merchandise.
Right. All Skittles. A hell of a lot of Skittles.
A lot, yeah. She reported the incident to the store security, who saw the suspect attempt to get to a potential getaway car.
Okay.
It was like across the street or next to it or whatever.
You park it in front!
However,
yep.
Officials say the driver of the possible getaway car,
mm-hmm.
I guess he thought it was going to take more time than it did, had gone to a nearby car wash.
Just go to the next town! Go home and eat your Skittles. Then the next day, go get your car washed.
He was like, look, I have time. I'm going to get my car washed.
Well, that robbery went a lot quicker than I expected. I don't have to pick up the babies until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
The car wasn't even being washed. It was just trapped between several other cars and couldn't move. They were in a line waiting
for
the car
an
wash.
Imbecile.
And the guy with the grocery cart full of $500 worth of material ran across the street to him and couldn't go anywhere, and they got arrested.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because the driver of the getaway car won.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Stu, I got to get this car washed.
Take your time. I got some dirt here.
My woman said I had to or don't come home.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We got Kiss tickets.
They're going Kiss.
They're going on the End of the Road World Tour, and we got tickets for you to see them in Palm Springs. That'll be sometime between now and 6 plus. It's all about Gary Rossington today on Lynyrd Skynyrd. We're going to do on Give Me Five. We're going to do a hell of a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd songs, so be ready for that.
Right now it's time for a Weekend Next Door app update,
yeah.
Which we like to do every Monday, is come in and check out the Weekend Next Door app. People are dumb on it.
Man, oh man, they're insane.
Some people are hilarious.
Yes.
This is a true one.
Okay.
This is somebody who posts, banks don't have public restrooms. People need to stop thinking that they are automatically allowed to use them and then get upset when they're told no.
Why are you upset that they even ask? Who cares?
Well, my point is banks should have restrooms because you stand in line forever.
That's true.
That's one place where you do stand in line and you could actually have
a urinal in line, you know, when you're filling out your little form.
No, I'm not saying you stand in a urinal.
You're filling out your bank forms and her done.
All right, here's another one. Has anyone else seen a weird man offering spearmint gum to children?
Oh, that's not good.
My daughter ran into the house talking about some guy offering gum. I walked outside and saw an older man in gray hoodie.
Hey, would you like some gum?
And jeans running away.
I'm out of here.
Has anyone else seen anyone like this? And then somebody else says, that's frightening. I haven't seen anything like that. Once in a while, there's a rollerblader guy with blue hair, but he's nice and doesn't bother kids. And then the original person says, yeah, the blue-haired roller skater is great. He wouldn't be a creep like this.
Wow, that is a small community. That's really weird.
Hey, everyone. I am. What he's saying his name is. Two words, I and A-M.
Okay.
Just moved here from the Bronx, trying to familiarize myself with what's happening and if there is any snitching going on.
Snitching? Because I plan on doing some major crime. I'm going to be robbing all y'all. Who's the snitch?
Okay, here's a creepy one. Head massage therapy.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
If you go into a proper place and, you know.
Or and someone you love.
Trixie comes out and does it for you.
I'm pioneering a new technique.
Oh, dear.
I need a female willing to let me practice on her head for 7 days in a row.
Wow. Me too.
And provide honest feedback.
Or mildly honest.
If you're interested in being my guinea pig, contact me.
If that worked, I want to hear about it.
Right?
I need to know.
That's a little scary.
That's very frightening.
At Bird Park, a bunch of kids no older than 8 or 9, say, strapped fireworks to each other's pelvic areas. I got to be honest, this sounds like little me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A bunch of kids no older than 8 or 9 strapped fireworks to each other's pelvic areas and were jumping over a campfire.
Wow.
To see whose would light first.
Wow. That is so you. That's 100% you. Is this an old post from like 400 years ago?
I wish it wasn't a so me, but it's really, it's a lot me.
That's awesome.
And that's very troubling. I find this unsafe and disturbing.
Why?
And finally, somebody just knocked on my door. I have no idea who it was. I didn't open the door or anything. Why is that worth posting anywhere?
So much detail.
I didn't open the door, so I have no idea what it was about. But I'm going to put this up on Outdoor, on Nextdoor app. And I don't understand.
So listen, knocker, if you're out there, I guess. But they don't even say that.
And firework kids, you're my heroes. A bachelor hopes his unique approach to dating will help him find his future love.
Sounds like the description of a really crappy movie on Lifetime.
Robert Siegfried, 43. He says he's exhausted all other options, so he put up a billboard.
Wow, he took out a billboard.
Yes.
And here in L.A.?
No, it's in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Here's the news report.
That's not very expensive.
Both literally and figuratively, Robert says this billboard is his way of putting himself out there. He hopes that people who drive by here take his message as a sign.
I'm just looking for that special someone.
Meet Robert.
I get lonely. Everybody does.
I don't want to meet Robert.
You want to meet him.
I don't want to meet him.
I'd like to walk down the sidewalk on a nice summer day and just hold someone's hand.
He's called.
You want the rest of them,
I just
too?
Want to hold someone's hand.
Do you want the rest of them, though, too?
He's calling himself Wisconsin's number one eligible bachelor.
Well, who says I'm not?
Who says I'm not?
I mean, I guess that's fair. That's if no one genius. Else has claimed it, yeah.
He's just saying it.
Yeah.
Makes it true, I guess.
I guess so.
Who's there to disagree with him?
Dating sites just weren't working for me. Match and Tinder and just none of them were working.
I was wondering, what's he making that noise? And I'm like, this is a noise we do all the time. It's so poorly done that I didn't even realize what it was exactly.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it sounds terrible when we do it with our mouth.
He's turned to this electronic billboard to find the love of his life.
Is it like a dick pic?
No, it's just
because that would be hilarious.
Pic of him. He has a cowboy hat and reflector shades
on. All right, cool.
By calling this number, he tells local honest women.
Wait a minute, there's a number?
There's a number. We'll call it.
Yes!
Keep going.
Yes!
Meant to leave him a message. New method hasn't had the best results so far.
You'd be surprised at how many pictures I'm getting. It's crazy. It's just like, oh, man, next.
Wow, he's pretty... Wow.
Right.
I mean, these women are bearing their... souls to him.
Next.
Robert is still looking for the right person.
Unless you want to go on a date, you can be my first date. What do you think?
I don't know about that.
While this might be one of the more unique ways to find somebody special.
Just go big or go home.
Go big or go home.
So he started hitting on the reporter.
Do you want to be my first? So the billboard's been up for a while. The news takes note of it. They send somebody, a reporter out to do the report.
And he still hasn't
had one date yet. Would you be my first?
Let's call him though. Maybe
let's do call the
number. Yes, please.
Yes. So they just showed it on the billboard. So I was like,
yeah.
All right.
Well, if it's on the billboard, then.
Hi, and thank you so much for calling. You reached Robert. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Yeah. What makes you so extraordinary? A little bit about me. I have a big heart. I love to laugh. I love country music, and I love movies. And a few other things.
Movies? What are movies?
I love to find that special someone out there.
That's awesome.
Are you her?
Yes. Oh, we are.
Well, I will try to get back to you as soon as I can.
Yes. We are her.
But we will talk.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling, and have a pleasant day.
Thank you.
So you're going to leave a message for
me? Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
After you have finished your message...
We all know what to do.
To hear more options.
I mean, what year is this?
Oh. Hey, Robert. Have you thought about a man?
I have.
Men can be gentle and loving.
Yep. And we have $10.
And between the two of us, we have $10.
Since you are the most eligible man in Wisconsin. Is that right, Wisconsin?
Yes.
We think we're in love. It's a new experience for me. How about you, Kevin? It's
new for me?
Liar.
Boop. New for Robert.
Boop. Well, maybe. Thank you, Robert.
We call back.
Talk soon. Bye. What's up, dude?
Listen.
What's going on, man? What's happening?
Listen.
You all right? You need a tissue?
There's a movie that's out. It's probably going to win Picture of the Year.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
And it's awful.
Oh, I know
what it
is.
Remember when I came in complaining about Nomadland? Where they just drive around in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And they gave it Best Picture of the Year.
It was the most boring thing you had ever seen, you said.
Oh, my God, until this.
So we're thinking now that, I can't even
think of it. The Banshees?
Grizzly. The Bear movie. Bear.
Oh, no.
Cocaine Bear is going to win.
Cocaine Bear's great.
Cocaine Bear's going to win.
The Banshees of Inisherin.
What did you just say to me?
Is the name of a movie.
Is it?
Yes. And it stars
Susie and the Banshees.
Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell. I believe it's Colin Farrell. And this is exactly how it starts.
Okay.
I'm not exaggerating. And people who've seen it, you can say if I'm exaggerating or not. Hey, he's not talking to me anymore. Why not? He doesn't like you. But he liked me yesterday. But he doesn't like you anymore. Hey, why don't you like me? I've just decided I don't anymore. That's the whole thing.
Like a static shot?
No, I mean, it's beautifully shot. If you want to give it cinematic, great, but so dumb. So then
it's just dull as hell.
So then the guy who wants to stop being friends with him says, if you talk to me again, I'm going to cut off my one finger every time you say a word to me.
Oh, now it's getting interesting. I like that.
Oh, but who does that hurt? What a dumbass. You can just say, if you say a word to me, I'll stab you. Now I'm in.
I'm in for that, too.
He's cutting off his own finger.
That's weird. Why?
I don't know.
So upset that this person... Who cares?
He decided in his mind that the friendship was not worth having anymore, and he didn't want to have it. In a town that looked like it was two people. And it was so soul-crushingly dull. Like, the dialogue that I gave to you was sped up five times.
That was actually exciting,
yes,
by comparison.
That was very sped up.
I was a little on the edge of my seat.
Because there's just so much of that. Then you look at the other guy, and he goes, I don't know, I just don't want to be friends.
Is it like a torture experiment?
And then you look at the other guy.
Just to see if people will put up with it? I mean, the fact
that
it's
up for... To me, it seems like that.
Yeah.
But it's also up for Best Picture.
Yeah.
And I tweeted
Oh, yeah. I did see this. I didn't catch what movie you're talking about.
You got a lot of blowback,
buddy.
I did. I got a lot of hatred on this one, which is okay because I said The Banshees of Inisherin is up for Best Picture at the Oscars. Here's a full recap. Guy one, I don't like you no more. Guy two, why not? The end. It's movie ambient. And then everybody disagreed with me. And then at the end. I don't even know how to describe
this. Well, don't spoil it. It's so exciting. I'm really looking forward to not watching this.
If you're an animal lover, you won't love the end.
Well, okay. Now I'm out.
I can't begin to describe. So here's the phone topic.
Yeah.
Because, listen, Nomadland was the last one I hated this much, and it won Best Picture.
Right. So the producers of this are going, yes, we're going to win. Kevin hates it.
Movies other people love that you just don't get.
Oh, man.
Movies other people love. It's not you.
To me, it's.
It's a swing and a miss for you.
Spinal Tap.
Yeah, that's shocking.
That is a beloved movie.
It is. That's shocking.
People always say, but that's what it's like behind the scenes. I'm like, I know.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
I've kind of been around it my whole life.
Well, maybe that's part of the
problem. I don't think it's funny.
No,
but usually people do appreciate it because they've been around. To me, it's just not funny.
One.
I know.
That's
I know. It is a weird one. Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about movies that everybody else seems to love. But for some reason, you're like, no.
No, this movie blows.
Right. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I understand that you love it.
And it is frustrating when those movies, and that used to happen, of course, when I was younger, win Best Picture.
Yeah.
They just rake in the Academy Awards.
That's dumb.
But this one is probably going to win Best Picture.
It probably will.
But what are the other movies that everybody loves and they're on about all the time? And this will change your life if you see this movie.
And you just don't get it.
And you're like, no, it didn't. It made me bored.
818-955-KLOS. Talking about the movie The Banshees of Inisherin, is a made-up island, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think they're...
As a member of SAG-AFTRA, you watched this film so that you could knowingly vote, informed vote on the film.
I'm trying to let everybody know it still. Tom tweets, I found the film to be finger-licking good. Those of you that know what happens will find that funny. All right, the topic is, everybody else seemed to love a movie except you.
Because this movie that you can't stand, that you thought was boring, will probably win the Oscar.
Is up for Best Picture.
Yep. And
unbelievable.
People love it. Yeah.
And people love it. Yeah, people I know and respect and love it.
Yeah.
And that's craziness.
Even Allie liked it.
Yeah, she's
our
insane.
Our pal Allie. Now, Bean liked it, but Bean's insane.
And how can he, with the ending... All right, never mind.
Now, yeah.
What is the movie that you just never got?
Out of Africa.
I never watched that because I figured it would be boring.
I did, and it...
I've tried three times to watch it, and every time I've fallen asleep. I don't know if it's a good movie or not.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to guess that Kevin liked it because you went to Africa, and it was a big part of your life experience.
Yes.
And you liked the movie.
But I also wasn't nearly as sleepy as this guy. He fell asleep three times.
Do you think if you had never gone to Africa, you
would have
cared
the movie? No, I liked the movie before I went.
Oh, really?
But...
I think you're probably right, dude. I think Kevin's wrong about that.
Yeah, I could be. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, the movies that you don't understand and hate, Citizen Kane. My parents made me watch it, and I didn't understand it. Did I care?
All right. How old were you?
18.
Oh, really?
Well, there you go.
And I already knew who Rosebud was, though.
And so even knowing didn't help make it more interesting throughout.
Not at all.
All right.
I think that's fair. I get it. But boy, the certain people who love motion pictures will be up in arms about your call, ma'am.
They get very upset.
For sure.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Movies that everybody seems to love but you. We're talking about movies that other people seem to love that you don't get. There's one up for best movie this year at the Oscars called The Banshees of Inisherin. And it's awful.
Dull. You were exceedingly bored.
It's so dull.
You did a couple lines to try and wake yourself up, and you were so bored.
Oh, God, it's dull. What movie is like that for you?
Well, I really didn't like it. Too slow. Got sitting on the damn couch all day and ate.
That's my life, man.
Thank you.
That is my life.
That's not interesting to you as a film?
I think I would love it. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Napoleon Dynamite.
Thank you. I did not care for that movie. I'm not voting for Pedro. I just don't care.
Exactly.
I liked it.
Did you?
I liked it, but I didn't love it. But I liked it, yeah. Yeah. I'd vote for Pedro.
Totally overrated.
You get a lot of crap for not liking it, huh?
You do, yeah.
Sure do.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Movies other people love that you just don't get.
Fargo. I just couldn't get it.
Oh, I love Fargo.
Yeah, me too, actually. You didn't even like the wood chipper scene?
That part was the best part of it. The accents were just so bad, I thought.
Well, I know people who have that accent.
That is the, that's the real accent, though.
It is.
And it's annoying. It makes you want to gouge out your ears.
Hey, I like that accent.
Oh.
It is annoying.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there. Movies that everybody loves but you.
No Country for Old Men.
I never saw that, did you?
I think I liked that, yeah.
Yeah, but people do love that movie.
I think it actually won the Academy Award, and I even watched it twice, and I still didn't get it.
There's also something about the slow pacing of some movies. Yeah. That was a slow-paced one.
Yeah.
Out of Africa was slow-paced. Yeah. Almost all of these movies are slow-paced.
Do you find that people just cannot accept that you don't like it and try and talk you into it, which I never understand?
No. Oh. No, most people that I know didn't like it either.
Well, there you go. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Star Wars.
How dare you?
You have tickets for you to see Disneyland.
You can do that very soon. You can go see Disneyland.
Keep listening for your chance to win.
We're talking about movies that you...
Oh, right. Sorry, we're still on the topic.
And everybody else
I hated the movie The Banshees of Inisherin, which I think is a made-up name. And it's a movie, and it's up for Best Picture. And I hated it, and it was dull, and it was boring. And you have one of those?
Apocalypse Now.
Isn't it crazy, though, man? You tell people that, right? And they lose it, don't they? Like, people you know?
Yeah.
Like us? That was a good movie.
I know.
Watch it again.
I don't know why people do that.
I don't either.
I love that movie. You should watch it again. You're wrong.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh.
Sluggo loves that one so much.
But I can say you one weird thing about it. Maybe it's because, sir, did you watch it sober?
Yes.
Yeah, I have never seen Scott Pilgrim sober. Every single time I've seen it.
No, you've never seen any movie
sober. No, that one in particular, man. I'm
so
always...
So you pre-game for Scott Pilgrim
always. Yes, I do.
I got you.
Big time.
You need to pre-game, dude.
Dude, yeah, try that. Maybe it'll help. It's a great movie.
KLOS, hello.
How you doing? How about The Many Saints of Newark? That was a prequel for The Sopranos. The ending for that was just as bad as The Sopranos.
Isn't that one of those things that everybody, movies that everybody else likes, and you're like, whoa, no, it's terrible.
That was terrible.
Thanks, dude. KLOS, hello.
Lord of the Rings.
Why?
I can't understand it. I don't know why. My wife loves it.
Oh.
I fall asleep every time.
It's hard enough when your friends love it, but if the wife loves it, man, you're just kind of hosed, right?
Just say you love it.
You got to watch it every year, right?
I sure do, man. They always watch it over and over and over again.
Excellent. Well, you get nap time.
Just give me five, and today...
Give me five!
Yeah, thank you.
Five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, that's better than the original.
I don't know why we can't play it.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to be somber, but...
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Go hell with that.
Be somber.
But seriously, Gary Rosington, the guitarist extraordinaire. I mean, he basically made Southern Country Fried Rock what it is, you know, by his style. Last remaining founding member of Lynyrd Skynyrd this past weekend, 71. Which we just keep hearing more and more on a regular basis. So I thought we would do, you know, five Lynyrd Skynyrd songs.
818-955-KLOS. If you have a particular one you want to hear.
Your favorite. Let us know what it is.
Musician and songwriter Gary Rosington. Born December 1951 in Jacksonville, Florida. Gary Robert Rosington originally loved baseball and didn't discover his passion for music until he was a teenager.
Well, we haven't given nothing but music. You know, that's all we know how to do is play.
In 1964, Rosington met the other founding members of what would become Lynyrd Skynyrd through a baseball tournament. It was Rosington's guitar and musicianship that would help push Lynyrd Skynyrd into stardom in the 1970s with instantly recognizable tracks like Tuesday's Gone and Sweet Home Alabama.
We just want to get what we got, you know, for the people. That's why we're here.
He eventually founded Rosington Collins Band, showcasing his iconic mastery of rock and roll. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Lynyrd Skynyrd in 2006. We remember an icon of Southern rock and guitar legend, Gary Rosington.
We're doing Give Me Five on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. And Lynyrd Skynyrd is our theme today.
Binging some Skynyrd today for Gary, actually. And hello, KLOS. What do you want to hear?
Give me two step and
three. It's three. He needs three steps.
Three.
Three.
Give me 3 steps. Three. I'm at three.
Try it again. Try it again.
Yeah, three.
Give me 3 steps.
Three. Now you got to roll the R.
There's no trill there.
All right. That's all I got.
Okay.
That's good enough. Right. We'll do it.
I think we marked the passage of a great musician, a very influential artist, and an icon. At the same time, we celebrate his legacy.
Yeah. Gary is now with his Skinner brothers and family in heaven and playing it pretty like he always does.
Hi, everybody. This is Johnny Van Zandt.
And Gary Rossington.
Gary Rossington.
Gary Rossington.
Is there any, like, official rule? Did we sign in a contract? Well, I don't have a contract. But did we sign anything ever that said Gimme Five is only 5 songs?
No. I mean, it was our idea.
Oh, that's right. I mean, yeah, so we can do whatever we want.
So we can play more if we want.
I think we should. We'll keep on going on the other side of the exciting commercial messages. Some more Lynyrd Skynyrd coming up. It'd be hard for us to come up with an absolute favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd, but that's one always been.
That is pretty great.
I love
that
song. I love everything about it. I love the sarcasm, and I love the nastiness, and I love everything about it. It's just a great song. We're still doing some Gary Rossington tribute. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you. We're talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd songs. Give me 5.
Yes, sir. How about something off the live album? One More for the Road? Something like Working for the MCA?
Nice. Good suggestion. Thank you. You a big Gary Rossington fan?
I've been a Skynyrd fan through all their troubles and tribulations. So, yep. Great man. Gonna miss Gary.
Woo! That smell!
Ooh, that smell.
Who asked for that?
That is the Gun at 11 on Twitter.
Thank you for tweeting that at us on the Bluebird of Gossip. I said earlier that What's Your Name is my favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song. I waffled, though, because I think this is it. I love this damn song. I have always been a big fan. Gary Rossington, by the way, passed away on Sunday, 71. They haven't actually said yet, but he's been dealing with heart problems for quite some time. So it's been a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd in the last hour or so. And happy to play this one. Man, do I love this song.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. And people are dumb. One guy robbed a store. And his getaway driver thought, you know what? I need a car wash.
So while the store is being robbed,
he went and sat in a car wash line and then couldn't get out of the car wash line when the thief needed him.
And guess who caught him?
Hilarious.
Woo!
Weekend Next Door app update. There was a complaint about a neighborhood kids group that had fireworks in their crotches and were jumping over a fire to see who's with light first.
And who did we decide this is exactly the sort of behavior we know?
Me. And in movies that you don't get that everyone else loves, somebody called to say Star Wars, so we hung up.
Yeah! How dare you, sir?
Which we should have.
All right, I'm going to go home and hope that it rains, because it looks like it might.
Oh, go to hell. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We want you to go to Disneyland.
Yes, go.
4 1-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park for the celebration of a lifetime to celebrate 100 years of Disney at Disneyland Resort. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Beacon of magic.
Nope.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Devin.
Hi, Devin.
Devin, you're caller 13.
Woo-hoo!
You got 4 1-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or the Disney California Adventure Park.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Choose wisely. Congratulations from this smelly KLOS thing.
I love you guys. Thank you.
That's pretty strong.
I love that.
We have 2 tickets to see Kiss.
Kiss!
On the End of the Road World Tour.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
2 chances for you if you want to be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, but you can win yours right now if you're caller 13. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
It's Rich.
Rich, are you a big fan of Kiss?
Kiss!
Kiss!
Baby.
Yeah.
You got 2 tickets to see Kiss on the End of the Road World Tour.
If they, Rick, you got to answer a trivia question.
Okay.
It's a rough one. Are you ready?
What is that?
How much did Gene Simmons once insure his tongue for?
Oh, I think it was something like $2 million.
Well, Rich, here's the deal. Any answer will do. We're just going to give it to you.
But what's the answer?
It's $1 million.
Oh,
okay. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, it's $1 million. I can't
It's $1 million,
math.
So he was close.
Yeah, but you still win, Rich.
Oh, cool. Yes.
All right, you got either November 1st at Acrisure Arena in Greater Palm Springs or November 3rd at the Hollywood Bowl.
Which one do you want?
Let's go with the Hollywood Bowl.
You got it.
You got it. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
Enjoy.
Kiss.
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 Hey, man.